business sponsors, just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in St. Augustine at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to join you and have you join us by way of dialing 904-831-0917. You can place your telephone call in any time. After the monologue, we'll open the lines, allow you to have your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about an issue today that I believe we need to recognize that's prevailing in our society. Our warped priorities. What are our priorities? I'm not talking about just in regular everyday life, though that is important. What are our priorities when it comes to this election? What do you vote for a candidate for? What are you looking for in a candidate? What do you want a candidate to do for America? How should we view President Donald J. Trump in light of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz? How do we view them as candidates for president? What should we do? How should we respond? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to recognize that we're in a very, very precarious, dangerous, future potential, devastating position in our great nation. Today across America, we could interview a variety of people. We could interview hundreds of people, thousands of people, dozens of people, whatever number you'd like to call it, and ask the question, what are you concerned about? What are your priorities? What are you looking for in this election? What do you hope to gain in this election? And we would have a multitude of answers. In just a moment, we're going to look at some of the answers that we would get if we hypothetically ask the question, what are you looking for in a candidate? Why are you voting? Who are you voting for? And why are you voting for them? But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues each and every day on this broadcast, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, the truth book. In fact, I'm looking at Psalms 146 and verse 3. There's a warning in that verse. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Ladies and gentlemen, God's word says that we need not put our faith and trust and confidence in man. So therefore, when we vote for a person, we're voting for the one that we believe God will be able to use most to protect America, to protect our values, to protect our future, and to protect the destiny of our constitutional republic and representative form of government. So as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the Word of God. It's having a central biblicist worldview. It's looking at what is taking place through the prism of the Word of God. When Jesus was talking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. The truth can make us free only if we're continuing in the Word of God. It's the truth of the Word of God. Jesus himself said, I am truth, in John 14:6. In John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2, that endures forever. How long is forever? It's forever. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian novel entitled 1984 that said this, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be coming to fruition even today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, we then should be concerned, not frightened, but concerned, where the latest survey shows that 55% of the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, 55% of those that say there's no such thing as absolute truth, they're claiming in their own words, each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, truth matters. It matters yesterday, it matters today, and it will continue to matter. I go back to a statement made by Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. He says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. In fact, I'm amazed at the quotes by Jan Hus about truth. He says, do not be afraid to stand alone if it means standing for what is right. Further, he states, a true Christian follows the teachings of Christ, not the doctrines of men. He goes further by saying, let your faith be guided by the Bible, not by the interpretations of fallible individuals. He further states, it is better to die for the truth than to live a life of falsehoods and hypocrisy. Ladies and gentlemen, truth matters. We need to stand on truth. And I've said many times, and you perhaps have recalled it, a half truth is a whole lie. You can bifurcate truth and say this is part truth. You can say this is my truth. It's a whole lie. There's no such thing as partial truth. It's either something that is true or it's false. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment leadership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark and identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. Base the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, so the entire staff of Tools for Time can worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, there's just a few days, about 60 days, before the election of our lifetime. I emphasize that because the way this election turns out will, not maybe, will determine the destiny of the United States of America. It is important more than I can emphasize today. Words just simply will not be sufficient to emphasize the importance of this election. It will make a difference in the morals and the ethics and the values in America. It will make a difference in the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, our right to keep and bear arms, our right to stand against search and seizure without warrant. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on. In fact, let me just summarize it by saying this. The outcome of this election will determine whether or not we as citizens will have a Bill of Rights. Yes, it is that important. But ladies and gentlemen, across America today, perhaps you're one of them. I don't know. Perhaps you're still in a quandary. How should I vote? How should I make a decision? Who should I vote for? ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of questions that's being asked by. I'm always amazed when some of the anchors on television will put a man on the street, someone on the street asking questions. And they'll ask questions about personalities, give a name, who is it, et cetera, et cetera. Or perhaps they'll ask a question, who is Kamala Harris? Who is Donald Trump? How are you going to vote? Why are you going to vote? And I think we need to analyze that, ladies and gentlemen, because people are asking the question, and they're concerned about the priorities. I'm concerned about the priorities. I'm concerned about the next presidential election, which will take place in about 60 days. If we were to ask that question to people today, we'll have multitudes of answers. I'm going to give a few answers as to a variety of people groups, individuals, saved, lost, conservatives, liberals, moderates, some of the questions, and then we'll look at, for the balance of the broadcast, a variety of answers and what we see taking place in the Kamala Harris and Tim Walz race for the presidency. By the way, neither one, Tim Walz nor Kamala Harris, have been prioritized, put in a priority election for a primary for people to vote for them. Neither of the two that's running as presidential candidate and vice presidential candidate, neither of them have been vetted by the populace. Neither of them have had the opportunity and the responsibility of going before the people for a primary election. They've been appointed to stand in that position as the vice president presidential candidate for the United States of America. It's never happened before. It is an historic event, and it is a major difficulty if we the people make the determination to vote for that those two as presidential and vice president. But if we're to ask the question, what are some of your priorities? Some would say we want to see secure borders. I would agree with that. I've been saying about 20 million, about 13 to 15 million coming across the border illegally out of the Harris-Biden administration. Someone recently in an article said it was 20-plus million that's crossed the borders illegally. Illegal invaders. Ladies and gentlemen, do you want secure borders? How do we get them? Now, Kamala Harris, listen, she's flip-flopping. Kamala Harris says she is for a border wall. That the first day in office, she's going to order a border wall. Listen, she has the authority at this very moment with Joe Biden to make that determination. The two of them, Biden and Harris, have been in office now for about 1,300 days. And they keep, Kamala Harris keeps talking about first day in office. This is what I'm, well, she's been in office almost 4 years and hasn't done it. Why would it be the priority now if it's not been a priority for almost 4 years? It's because it's a deliberate lie being told to the public to make the public believe somehow, some way, that she's had a change of heart, a change of position, a change of philosophy, et cetera, et cetera. And that's simply not the case. It's liar, liar in order to be hired, if you please, as president. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir.
You are dead on point. I'm going to tell you, I'm a black man. I'm 70. I'm going on 70.
You're still a young man.
This is the craziest. Well, thank you, sir. This is the craziest. And now some reporters say she's a woman of color. She's not really a black woman.
No,
her father might have been Haitian or Jamaican. And her mother, she was a Indian. Hindu.
Correct. Hindu. That's right. Indian.
Right.
Indian.
Right. And it is so sad that a lot of my people look at her like, oh, she black. She cool. She all right. She's going to be like Obama. Hey, if you don't have that happen again, you have lost your ever-loving mind.
I like the way you put that, Kenneth. You're exactly right. One of the things that we see taking place is the farce that goes on. Don't pay attention to my right hand. Just look at my left hand. Don't pay attention to your lying eyes. Believe what we're telling you. And that's the mindset that we see in this entire election process. It is a total farce. And if there is a buying into that farce, then we will be destroyed as a nation. By the way, you said you're a black man. You talked about Kamala Harris and what is happening. The problem is that for many, 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 many years, we the people, in fact, I can recall back in my home state in Georgia, back in the 50s, and early 60s, where you had Democrat governors that were more conservative than the Republican governors in some of our states today. And so what we're talking about is having a Democratic Party today that's no longer a Democratic Party. It's a socialist, Marxist, communist party that absolutely should cause every citizen in America to be petrified of thinking about voting for the Democratic Party. That's the bottom line. It is not the Democratic Party of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. It's not the Democratic Party of yesteryear. It is a Marxist Communist Party today. And the citizens need to wake up. White or black, makes no difference. They need to wake up and understand what we're up against as a nation. Go ahead.
Yes, and I tell you, I remember when Kennedy was in office and when Bill Connors, I think his name was,
correct,
turned those hoses on kids, then Kennedy had to do something. He was kind of forced into it. I just said it like that. But I tell you right now, if they don't wake up, this Democratic Party, do not wake up, like you said, this country is going down the drain. We are going to be a socialist society, and they're going to be running it.
Right. And Kenneth, what we need to do as Christians is to know the facts, know the truth, analyze it, make a determination based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We need to listen. I get ahead of myself, but let me simply say this. We have those today that are saying, as Christians, conservatives, saying, oh, we can't vote for Trump. He's immoral. We can't vote for Trump. He's been tried and convicted. We can't vote for Trump because he's harsh, he's brash, and he is mean. Well, look at Jesus. Jesus walked into the temple, took a bullwhip, and beat the tar out of them because they were, and he overthrew the chair simply because they were doing that which was ungodly and against God's word. So here's Jesus. You call him tough, hard, and harsh? That is where we need to part our ways and realize, as Christians, as conservatives, we need to vote for the person that's going to carry out the task of cleaning the sewer in America.
Right. And let me ask you one more question, Dr. Youngblood, and I'm going to get off the line.
Go ahead.
Okay. She was born in America. It's just like when, I think it was Bruce Lee, when their family came over here to do a Chinese thing, and he was born in America, and they said, well, he's born in America, so he's an American citizen. They need to change that law. They really do, because you got so many immigrants coming over now that if their child is born here, they're going to be called an American citizen.
Kenneth, you're exactly right. You touched on a whole new Pandora's box. We have that as a law in America, and as a result of that, we're finding many will come over just in time to have a baby, so that baby be birthed, it'll be an American citizen. Then the mindset is you can't kick mommy out of the nation, send her back to another nation. So it is the hook that is being used to have anchor babies, they call it, to have citizenship in America. But the thing that is so sad, Kenneth, I'll say this and let you go. There are a lot of people today that are saying that Trump claims that if he's elected, he's going to deport. He's going to get all of these folks that are illegal out of America and kick them out. And now, that is the best thing to do. Here's the real bottom line. With the ACLU and the ungodly, unholy mindset that when a illegal comes into America, even as an illegal, that once he's in America, supposedly he has all the rights and benefits of our Constitution. That simply is not so. That simply ought not to be viewed in that fashion. If you came over illegally, if you're an invader, you need to be kicked out summarily. But I'm telling you, when Trump goes in office and starts to inculcate that, we'll find that all of the ACLU attorneys will be filing suit left and right to try to prevent it, and can tie that process up for years and years. This is the reason, as Christians, we need to pray, seek God's face, and ask God to heal our land. Lest God intervenes, Kenneth.
I'm going to ask you one more question, and I'm off the line. Look, okay, Trump, when he gets, Trump was an American citizen. He was an American citizen, right? Okay, when he said he'd get in office, it's going to be the greatest exodus since Moses.
I like that statement. I pray for that case. Kenneth, it requires us to keep praying, keep looking up, and asking God to give wisdom, and praying for those that are around you. In fact, I've said this now for months and months and months. Every conservative, every Christian that holds a cell phone in your hand, you've got contacts in there. Send a note to everyone. Send a contact out. Every contact in your cell telephone, name, address, telephone number, etc. Send them a note. Please vote for Donald J. Trump. And our nation's future depends on it. And let them know where you stand. Too many Christians, they're afraid that somebody's going to say something in rebuttal against their stand for a conservative Christian vote. So we need to take that stand and spread the word. We've got about 60 days to do the job. And so I pray that God will give victory. So, Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm talking about our warped priorities today, our warped priorities. What are your priorities? What motivates you? What is it you're looking to accomplish? What do you think needs to be accomplished in this election 60 days from now? Some will say, I want a secure border. Kamala Harris has had revolution in her thinking, a flip-flop in her thinking. She says, I want a border wall now. Some will say, we want the economy that we can that will let us survive. But ladies and gentlemen, what we're not being told, the true numbers of the inflation has been about 29% under the Harris-Biden administration, 29% inflation. You go to the grocery store from week to week, no such thing as stabilized prices, no such thing as going in, buy a loaf of bread at the same price that you bought last week, no such thing as buy. I was in a store the other day and a gallon of milk, $6.39 for a gallon of milk. I would never would have believed that you would have to pay more for a gallon of milk than you're now paying for a gallon of gas. And yet that is the story today. And Kamala Harris says that first day in office, she's going to institute policies that will stop the gouging by these corporations. Listen, the grocery store industry across America operates on about a 1.5% margin of profit. 1.5% margin of profit. It is volume that keeps them in business. And yet Kamala Harris says that they're inflating the prices and she's going to stop it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if that's the power that she has and if that's what she thinks, try it now. Do something now. Don't talk about the first day in office when you've been in office over 1,300 days already. Some will say, we're talking about our warped priorities. Some will make some statements and others make a statement that's totally outlandish as far as the priority. Some will say we want more freedom of speech without the government censorship, freedom of religion. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it egregious when we find in the society today in America where there are rules and regulations, guidelines, and fiat executive orders that's taken away, eating away at our freedom of speech and freedom of religion. It is egregious to understand. Recently, according to the ACLJ, with Jay Sekulow, that a judge, and I've forgotten what state it was in, a judge has just ruled the second time that public prayer is unconstitutional. That public prayer is unconstitutional. Let that soak in for a moment. That's what we're faced with these loose likes lost liberals that have been appointed as judges, put in judgeships under the Obama administration and multitudes under the Harris-Biden administration, that we're having to live with today. It's not just a matter of what a president can do single-handedly for a four-year period of time. It's the elongation of the rules and the regulations and the laws that are promulgated as a result of that individual's being in office. We're talking about our warped priorities. What is your priority? What are you wanting to find? What are you wanting to accomplish? Do you care where we go as a nation? Some will say, we want a nation free of illegal invaders. That's good. We've got others that will say, as Kamala Harris and others will talk about further in the broadcast, that we want to welcome them. In fact, it is Tim Walz, the vice president candidacy, as the candidate for the vice president under with Kamala Harris, the governor of Minnesota. He is now saying that they're not illegals. They're new Americans when they come in. So what do you want? What are your priorities? Is it a priority, as with Tim Walz and Kamala Harris, that we want to see America become a third world nation? It was Barack Obama that made the statement that America ought not to be considered a super nation. A super nation should not be considered as a super nation. It should be no more and no less than all other nations. We should be equal as Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Governor says gang takeover of apartment building on video is just imagination. This is what happens when you have the mindset that the border should be open. And Kamala Harris is an open borders. Now she's having a flip-flop, some kind of fresh understanding that we need to put up a border wall. And she says she'll start covering the border wall, putting the border wall up the first day in office. 1,300 days she hasn't. And now here's the governor of one of our states that makes this statement. Let me just read it to you. It's in Colorado. Governor says gang takeover an apartment building on video is just imagination. Dated August 30, 2024, the problem stemming from the rampant, unlimited invasion of illegal aliens across America's southern border, a result of the Biden-Harris administration decision to trash President Donald Trump's border security efforts, make up a long list. There are the hundreds of billions of dollars of taxpayers' money being spent on providing food, shelter, housing, school, and so forth. There are jobs for Americans that Americans have lost with these, quote, newcomers. There are possibilities they could be, they could even skew our election, as there are locations where they've registered them and given them driver's license so that they can vote. Then there's the death of the death toll for drugs and the smugglers, the sex traffickers that have developed, the violent criminals, even terrorists, etc., etc. Such are the ramifications that have developed in Aurora, Colorado, where several apartment buildings are essentially have been taken over by members of the Venezuelan gangs. It's because of criminals coming across our border, then are released into our cities. Colorado's governor, a far-left Democrat, Jared Polis, however, had another perspective on the crime facing Aurora, Colorado apartment building residents who are being evacuated because of the threat. The governor of Colorado made this statement. The problem is just someone's imagination. These gangsters are smashing the doors in, going in, pillaging and robbing, harming the citizens, and the Colorado a governor simply says it's your imagination, it's not really happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason we need a dramatic change in the Oval Office in D.C. We need to make that change after prayerful thought, consideration, and making sure that we vote for a candidate that's going to stand for our rights, for our Bill of Rights, and for the safety and the security of the United States of America. We're talking about our warped priorities. Some have priorities that are outlandish. Some have priorities that are off the charts when it comes to understanding the realization of the recognition. Some want a nation that's free of these illegal invaders that are coming in. Others will say, we want the right to have abortion. Kamala Harris's entire campaign has been on the premise that it's the woman's health that is important. They're calling murder by way of abortion a woman's right, a woman's health. Ladies and gentlemen, that baby in the mother's womb is another human being created by God. And it is murder if that baby is aborted. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a goofy, if you want to call it that, priority, say that we just won't have the right to commit murder. I'm looking at a headline. It's mass deception. The far left state government has partnered with a radical pro-abortion organization using tax dollars to smear pro-life centers and pressure women into getting abortions. And he goes on to talk about in Massachusetts what is happening. It is the perverted, warped priorities for any human being to say the main thing in this election is abortion. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
It's Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia.